TED Audio Collective.
Do you have any seemingly simple processes at work that end up becoming way too complex? For example, how many times have you tried to schedule a meeting with a colleague and one simple email quickly spirals into 20 emails that are like, I can't do that day, what about this one? Doesn't work, how about this? Tied up that day, but what about this? Vacation, then conference, what about this? It goes on and on and on. And then one day, you're scrolling through your emails and you realize you never closed the loop and still don't have a meeting on the calendar. Well, a collaborator of mine recently figured out how to solve this problem by using robots, or AI to be more exact. My colleague uses an AI assistant named Clara. It was developed by a company called Clara Labs to help people avoid the scenario I just described. You CC Clara on an initial email to the people you'd like to meet with. It then looks at your calendar and offers a couple of meeting times to those people. Then once everyone agrees on a date and time, Clara sends the finalized calendar invites. And then the day before the meeting, it checks in to confirm that everyone's still available. Unreal, right? I was skeptical too, but Clara got it done, and it was a seamless process. Not to mention so much time and energy were saved. And let me tell you, there are many more Clara-like processes and interfaces that people are using at work. An obvious one, the spam filters in your email inbox. Those customer service chatbots that are available 24/7 when real customer service reps are fast asleep. And there are even AI processes companies use to sift through resumes of potential candidates. It's clear that AI and business now go hand in hand. So how do we make the most out of this working relationship? I'm Madhu Bakinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Shervin Kodabande, who co-leads Boston Consulting Group's AI business in North America. He has spent more than 20 years working with AI. In this talk, Shervin shows the real-world benefits of combining AI's capacity to absorb large quantities of data with human creativity and ingenuity. Specifically, he explores the impact AI can have on our workplaces if we shift our perspective on it from machines replacing man and instead embrace the spirit of collaboration. Then after the talk, I'll share how there's more of a human touch that goes into building and working with AI than we think. But first, a quick break.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Blockchain, NFTs, AI. What does this mean for you and me? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, host of the TED Tech Podcast, where we bring you the latest innovations and biggest ideas in tech. Tech is evolving fast, and it affects our lives, from the metaverse to the watches on our wrists. You'll learn why people in AI make good business partners, about our future self-driving robo-taxi, what the next generation of Siri, Alexa, Google looks like, and a lot more. Find TED Tech on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
I've been working in AI for most of my career, helping companies build artificial intelligence capabilities to improve their business, which is why I think what I'm about to tell you is quite shocking. Every year, thousands of companies across the world spend collectively tens of billions of dollars to build AI capabilities. But according to research my colleagues and I have done, only about 10% of these companies get any meaningful financial impact from their investments. These 10% winners with AI have a secret. And their secret is not about fancy algorithms or sophisticated technology. It's something far more basic. It's how they get their people and AI to work together. Together, not against each other, not instead of each other. Together in a mutually beneficial relationship. Unfortunately, when most people think about AI, they think about the most extreme cases. That AI is here only to replace us or overtake our intelligence and make us unnecessary. But what I'm saying is that we don't seem to quite appreciate the huge opportunity that exists in the middle ground, where humans and AI come together to achieve outcomes that neither one could do alone on their own. Consider the game of chess. You probably knew that AI today can beat any human grandmaster. But did you know that the combination of a human chess player and AI can beat not only any human, but also any machine? The combination is much more powerful than the sum of its parts. In a perfect combination, AI will do what it does best, which is dealing with massive amounts of data and solving complex problems. And humans do what we do best, using our creativity, our judgment, our empathy, our ethics, and our ability to compromise. For several years, my colleagues and I have studied and worked with hundreds of winning companies who are successfully building these human AI relationships. And what we've seen is quite interesting. First of all, these companies get 5 times more financial value than companies who use AI only to replace people. Most importantly, they have a happier workforce. Their employees are more proud, more fulfilled, they collaborate better with each other, and they're more effective. 5 times more value and a happier workforce. So the question is, how do these companies do it? How do they achieve these symbiotic human-AI relationships? I have some answers. First of all, they don't think of AI in the most extreme case, only to replace humans. Instead, they look deep inside their organizations and at the various roles their people play. And they ask, how can AI make our people more fulfilled, more effective, more amplified? Let me give you an example. Humana is a healthcare company here in the US. It has pharmacy call centers where pharmacists work with patients over the phone. It's a job that requires a fair amount of empathy and humanity. Humana has developed an AI system that listens to the pharmacist's conversation and picks up emotional and tone signals, and then gives real-time suggestions to the pharmacist on how to improve the quality of that conversation. For example, it might say, slow down, or pause, or hey, consider how the other person is feeling right now, all to improve the quality of that conversation. I'm pretty sure my wife would buy me one of these if she could, just to help me in some of my conversations with her. Turns out the pharmacists like it quite a lot too. They're more effective in their jobs, but they also learn something about themselves, their own behaviors and biases. Result has been more effective pharmacists and much higher customer satisfaction scores. Now, this is just one example of many possibilities where human AI collaborate. In this example, AI was a recommender. It didn't replace the human or make any decisions of its own. It simply made suggestions, and it was up to the person to decide and act. And at the heart of it is a feedback loop, which, by the way, is very critical for any human AI relationship. By that, I mean that in this example, first, AI had to learn from humans the qualities that would make up a good or not so good conversation. And then over time, as AI built more intelligence, it would be able to make suggestions. But it would be up to the person to decide and act. And if they didn't agree with the recommendation because it might have not made sense to them, they didn't have to. In which case, AI might learn something and adapt for the future. It's basically open, frequent, two-way communication, like any couples therapist will tell you, is very important for any good relationship. Now, the key word here is relationship. Think about your own personal relationships with other people. You don't have the same kind of relationship with your accountant or your boss or your spouse, do you? Well, I certainly hope not. And just like that, the right relationship between human and AI in a company is not a one-size-fits-all. So in the case of Humana, AI was a recommender, and human was decision-maker and actor. In some other examples, AI might be an evaluator, where human comes up with ideas or scenarios, and AI evaluates the complex implications and trade-offs of those ideas and makes it easy for humans to decide the best course of action. In some other examples, AI might take a more creative role. It could be an illuminator, where it can take a complex problem and come up with potential solutions to that problem and illuminate some options that might have been impossible for humans to see. Let me give you another example. During the COVID pandemic, if you walked into a retail or grocery store, you saw that many retailers were struggling. Their shelves were empty, their suppliers were not able to fulfill the orders, and with all the uncertainties of the pandemic, they simply had no idea how many people would be walking into what stores demanding what products. Now, to put this in perspective, this is a problem that's already quite hard when things are normal. Retailers have to predict demand for tens of thousands of products across thousands of locations and thousands of suppliers every day to manage and optimize their inventory. Add to that the uncertainties of COVID and the global supply chain disruptions, and this became 100 times more difficult. And many retailers were simply paralyzed. But there were a few who had built strong foundations with AI and the human AI feedback loop that we talked about. And these guys were able to navigate all this uncertainty much better than others. They used AI to analyze tens of billions of data points on consumer behavior and global supply chain disruptions and local government closures and mandates and traffic on highways and ocean freight lanes and many, many other factors, and get a pretty good handle on what consumers in each unique area wanted the most, what would have been feasible, and for items that were not available, what substitutions could be made. But AI alone, without the human touch, wouldn't work either. There were ethical and economic trade-offs that had to be considered. For example, deciding to bring in a product that didn't have a good margin for the retailer, but would really help support the local community at their time of need. After all, AI couldn't quite understand the uniquely human behavior of panic buying toilet paper or tens of gallons of liquor only to be used as hand sanitizer. It was the combination that was the key. And the winning companies know this. They also know that inside their companies, there's literally hundreds of these opportunities for human AI combination, and they actively identify and pursue them. They think of AI as much more broadly a means to replace people. They look inside their organizations and reimagine how the biggest challenges and opportunities of their company can be addressed by the combination of human and AI. And they put in place the right combination for each unique situation. Whether it's the recommender or the evaluator or the illuminator or optimizer or many, many other ones. They build and evolve the feedback loops that we talked about. And finally, and most importantly, they don't just throw technology at it. In fact, this has been the biggest pitfall of companies who don't get their return from their AI investments, is they overinvest in technology, expecting a piece of tech to solve all their problems. But there is no silver bullet. Technology and automation can only go so far, and for every one automation opportunity inside a company, there's literally 10 for collaboration. But collaboration is hard. It requires a new mindset and doing things differently than how we've always done it. And the winning companies know this too, which is why they don't just invest in technology, but so much more on human factors, on their people, on training and reskilling and reimagining how their people and AI work together in new ways. Inside these companies, it's not just machines replacing humans. It's machines and humans working together, learning from each other. And when that happens, the organization's overall rate of learning increases, which in turn makes the company much more agile, much more resilient, ready to adapt and take on any challenge. It is the human touch that will bring the best out of AI. Thank you.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. What's Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedbusiness. That's odoo.com/tedbusiness. I love how Shervin talked about AI as an illuminator, how it can put the spotlight on something that was previously hard to see. Which brings me back to Clara. Having now worked with it a few times, I can see how the human touch helped bring the best out of Clara. This is true of other companies that make great use of artificial intelligence as well. Take Grammarly, for example. Grammarly is an online writing assistant that proofreads your emails, documents, and text messages and makes suggestions on what to edit. Grammarly uses AI to perform these tasks, but also relies on the human touch to become better over time. For instance, Grammarly might suggest an edit to users, but if most hit ignore instead of accept, the humans behind Grammarly, who are computational linguists and researchers, will change Grammarly's algorithm to reflect this feedback. This type of working relationship between humans and AI is exactly what Shervin is talking about. And as AI becomes even more integrated into our work lives, it has continued to grow on me. I mean, it used to annoy me, but I now use interfaces like Grammarly when I'm typing something up. On a recent 6-hour drive, I used Siri in my car to compose texts, to call people, to do all those things that allow me to be productive yet hands-free. The other day, I got a notification from Alexa, who said, "It looks like about a month ago you ordered sparkling water. Would you like to place it in your cart?" Yes, I would, Alexa. Yes, I would. And get this. On interfaces like Zoom or Google Meet, it's AI that touches up your face or makes your background blurry so others don't see your organized chaos or your cat running across the room. Tools like these have changed the way I approach so many different tasks, and I can't wait to see the other processes AI will transform for all of us as we learn to work even better together with it. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Kiara Powell and fact-checked by Matthias Salas. Special thanks to Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, Corey Hagem, and Colin Helms. I'm Madhu Bakinola. Talk to you again next week.